HP Victus 15 review, a mediocre gaming laptop at a great price. In PC World on September 7th by Matt Smith. No one said gaming on a budget would be easy. At a glance, experts rating 3 out of 5. Pros, excellent price. Good keyboard and touchpad. Respectable processor performance. Can handle most games at 30 frames per second. Cons, generic design. Disappointing build quality. Unattractive 144Hz display. 60 frames per second is often out of reach. Our verdict? The HP Victus 15 isn't powerful enough to deliver 60 frames per second in many games, but it's hard to beat for the price. Price, when reviewed, $549.99. Budget gaming laptops are in a tough spot. The lack of new entry-level discrete graphics from AMD, NVIDIA, or Intel, which has repeatedly delayed its new Arc graphics products, has led to stagnation. Price is often a budget gaming laptop's most important trait, and that's where the HP Victus 15 excels. This laptop delivers reliable processor performance at a reasonable price. However, the build quality leaves little to be desired, and the display is dimmer than we like. That said, if you're really strapped for cash, the HP Victus 15 may be worth considering. The HP Victus 15 specs and features. The Victus 15 I received for review is an entry-level model that currently appears only available from Best Buy. It equips Intel's Core i5-12450 processor, an entry-level chip in Intel's higher TDP line of mobile hardware. The processor has 8 cores, half of which are performance cores. It's paired with NVIDIA's aging GTX 1650 discrete graphics. CPU, Intel Core i5-12450H. Memory, 8GB DDR4-3200. Graphics GPU, NVIDIA GTX 1650. Display, 1920 by 1080, 144Hz IPS LCD. Storage, 512GB solid state. Webcam, 720p. Connectivity, 1 USB-C with DisplayPort 1.4, 2 USB-A, 1 HDMI 2.1, 1 3.5mm combo audio. Networking, Wi-Fi 6, Bluetooth 5.2, Gigabit Ethernet. Biometrics, none. Battery capacity, 80 watt hours. Dimensions, 14.09 by 10.04 by 0.93 inches. Weight, 5.06 pounds. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $799.99. Currently, $549.99. The Victus 15 offers several more powerful variants through both retailers and HP's website. These offer up to an Intel Core i7-12700H processor and up to NVIDIA RTX 3050 graphics, along with 16GB of RAM and 1TB of storage. Most pre-configured models skew towards entry-level gaming. however. Design and build quality. The HP Victus is a bare-bones budget gaming laptop, and, as such, it keeps the design as simple as possible. It uses basic dark gray plastics along both interior and exterior. White and blue are also available through HP.com and, strangely, add $5 to the price. Most materials have no distinctive feel, texture, or pattern. The display bezel, which is black and has a grippy texture, is the sole exception. You won't find any visible HP branding on the laptop, which I find puzzling. HP has used the Omen sub-brand, which it acquired during its purchase of Voodoo in 2006 for many of its gaming devices. The company also owns HyperX, using another unknown sub-brand with its own logo, further cheapens the laptop's look. This is a beefy laptop with a weight just above 5 pounds and a thickness of nearly 1 inch. But these figures look worse on paper than they feel in reality. The Victus 15 is large, sure, but no more so than dozens of other mid-range 15-inch laptops, such as the Acer Nitro and the Asus TUF series. It's too large for easy use on an airplane and might feel cramped on a tiny hotel desk, yet remains portable enough for trips across town or to class. Unfortunately, the laptop's heft doesn't translate to build quality. Lifting the laptop from the side causes the chassis to flex. Grab it from a corner, and you'll hear the internals thunk against exterior panels. The display lid also allows obvious flex when opening or closing the laptop. With that said, I can't recall any budget gaming laptop that doesn't have the same issues. Keyboard and trackpad. HP packs a large keyboard with numpad in the Victus 15. Its edge-to-edge design makes maximum use of the laptop's interior. That means most keys are large despite the numpad shoved into the left side. Even the numpad keys are of respectable size, though slightly more narrow. A few right side keys, such as Shift and Backspace, are a bit small. The keyboard feels solid in day-to-day use. Key travel is long, thanks to the laptop's deep chassis, and the large layout offers space to stretch out. The numpad does mean the keyboard is slightly offset from the touchpad, however, which is annoying. It encourages users to hunch or lean slightly towards their left. A keyboard backlight comes standard. That's good to see, as a backlight remains a bit of a luxury among budget laptops. The backlight offers just one level of brightness, however, so don't expect any customization. What you see is what you get. The touchpad could be hardly more generic. It's large, but not massive, and has a simple yet responsive surface that feels similar to the surrounding plastic. There's enough room to use multi-touch gestures, and, in my experience, they worked well. It's not a premium experience, to be sure, but good for an entry-level Windows laptop. Importantly, the HP Victus 15 avoids flaws or problems that might spoil everyday use. The keyboard and touchpad are unremarkable, but fine, and on par with some more expensive gaming laptops like the Acer Predator Helios 300 or the Asus TUF-15. Display audio. HP ships the Victus 15 with several display options, all of which offer 1080p resolutions. The bare bones model I tested promised a maximum brightness of 250 nits with a maximum refresh rate of 144 hertz. Image quality isn't great. 1080p resolution looks sharp on a 15.6 inch display, but the display's color accuracy and gamut leave a lot to be desired. The Victus 15 I tested can't handle the entire sRGB color gamut, never mind DCI P3 or the Adobe RGB. Color accuracy is also lackluster. Contrast rate came in at 1,050:1, which is decent, but not exceptional. Maximum brightness is quoted at 250 nits, as mentioned, and was measured at 253 nits. That's a low level of brightness easily overwhelmed by bright overhead lighting or a sunlit window. You'll need some degree of light control for comfortable viewing. The 144 Hz panel can provide smooth gameplay, but gamers shouldn't get too excited. It's more of a marketing tactic than a big advantage. The 144 Hz panel used here doesn't function with NVIDIA G-Sync, so frame pacing can be an issue. It's not especially crisp in motion either, though better than a 60 Hz panel. Audio is provided by a pair of upward-facing speakers with Bang & Olufsen branding. They provide decent audio and reasonable crisp audio at low to medium volume. Bass is lacking, however, and the sound becomes muddy at higher volumes. A headset or headphones will be far better, but the built-in speakers are okay for casual use. Webcam, microphone, biometrics. The HP Victus 15 sticks to a 720p webcam with a dual array microphone. It performs about as well, or as poorly, as expected. Video quality is fuzzy and audio quality is hollow. However, the Victus 15 doesn't perform any worse than other laptops with a similar webcam and microphone arrangement. And most mid-range gaming laptops won't provide an upgrade in these areas. Biometrics are absent. That's to be expected at this price. Connectivity. The HP Victus 15 is thick, but that doesn't mean it has lots of connectivity. Instead, the Victus 15 sticks to a rather slim selection of ports. This includes two USB-A ports and one USB-C port. The USB-C port has DisplayPort alternative mode for connection with an external display, but unfortunately lacks USB power delivery, meaning a USB-C power brick won't charge the laptop. You'll have to use the included 200-watt power adapter. An HDMI 2.1 port provides the laptop's only dedicated video out. Network connectivity is solid with gigabit Ethernet, Wi-Fi 6, and Bluetooth 5.2 supported. It would be nice to see Wi-Fi 6E and some upgraded models of Victus 15 have it, but its absence is easy to excuse at this price. Wi-Fi 6E routers remain expensive, so it's doubtful that gamers considering the Victus 15 have a Wi-Fi 6E router. Performance. The HP Victus 15 has an Intel Core i5-12450H processor with a total of 8 cores, split evenly between performance and efficient cores. The performance cores support hyper-threading for a total of 12 threads. It's paired with NVIDIA's GTX 1650 graphics, 8 gigabytes of DDR4 3200 megahertz RAM, and a 512 gigabyte PCIe solid state drive. PC Mark 10 turns in a respectable score of 5,551. This is the fourth lowest of the laptops used for comparison, but also not far behind the Acer Nitro 5 and Asus VivoBook X16 OLED, a pair of laptops that each had an as-tested MSRP above $1,000. The Victus 15 is punching above its weight here. The Victus 15 looks less impressive in Cinebench R15, as its limited core count puts the laptop at a major disadvantage compared to other Intel 12th Gen Core laptops, as well as AMD's top hardware. Still, this core is a long way from bad and impressive for a budget laptop. Older budget laptops with Intel 11th Gen Core i5 or AMD Ryzen 3000-4000 series processors fall behind the Core i5-12450H. Handbrake turns in a good result for the Victus 15, which scores better than both the AMD Ryzen 5900HX and the Core i7-11800H in older laptops. This benchmark has proven favorable to Intel's 12th Gen Core, as it appears to make excellent use of mini cores, and that gives the Victus 15 a win here. Now, let's dig into the laptop's graphics. The 3D Mark TimeSpy turns in a result of 3392, which is to be expected. Unlike the Core i5-12450H, which is new, the GTX 1650 is a tried and true GPU used in entry-level notebooks for the past few years. It's much less capable than most recent RTX 3050 hardware. Shadow of the Tomb Raider is a great judge of how a gaming laptop will perform in cross-platform games released during PlayStation 4, Xbox One console generation. At 1080p and highest settings, it achieves an average of 43 frames per second, which is enough for enjoyable gameplay, but not close to the 60 frames per second most PC gamers prefer. Those who want a smoother experience will need to turn down the details. Metro Exodus is even more demanding, particularly at the extreme settings PC World uses for this test, and it hurts the Victus 15's performance. The laptop achieved a mere 14 frames per second at 1080p and extreme detail, which is not playable. This isn't a surprising result, however, as even the RTX 3050 Ti struggles in this benchmark. The HP Victus 15's game performance highlights the limitations of budget gaming laptops sold in 2022. NVIDIA, which continues to dominate the market for discrete GPUs in Windows laptops, did not release an entry-tier discrete option for the RTX 30 or 20 series, leaving the GTX 1650-1660 to struggle on. And struggle it does. 60 frames per second gameplay is not possible if you want a high level of graphical fidelity, even in games that are now several years old. Given this reality, however, the Victus 15 performs as well as can be hoped. Gamers can buy this laptop knowing it will play any PC game available today, aside from those with mandatory ray tracing. Though those who want to play at 60 frames per second will have to stick to medium or low settings in most new titles. Battery life. The HP Victus 15 I reviewed had a 52 watt-hour battery. Shoppers should note that high-end configurations list a larger 70 watt-hour battery that would, of course, provide better results than the entry-level machine. Battery life comes in at roughly 4.5 hours. That might not sound like much, and it isn't, but it's also not bad for a budget gaming laptop, as some models do worse. The HP Victus 15 needs frequent top-offs and isn't a good companion for frequent flyers. But students who just need a laptop to last through a lecture should be okay. Conclusion. The HP Victus 15 is not a great gaming laptop. It's unattractive, flimsy, and has a lackluster display. And, most important of all, game performance is merely adequate. Most titles are playable at 30 frames per second, but reaching 60 frames per second will often require significant cuts to visual fidelity. It's saved by the price. The Victus 15 I reviewed carries a manufacturer's suggested retail price of $799, which is already inexpensive, and is currently reduced to $549.99. That's an absolute rock-bottom price for a laptop with discrete graphics. And despite its flaws, the Victus 15 offers a good keyboard, pleasant touchpad, and solid processor performance. That makes the HP Victus 15 an easy recommendation for budget PC gaming. It's not ideal, but it's a deal at this price. Just keep in mind that it's value, not features, that gives the Victus 15 its edge. And that edge will be dulled the moment a competitor drops its own price to compete.